The forced resignation of Education Minister Dana Kuchtova over a botched application for EU funds has caused a storm of controversy inside the Green Party. Five regional leaderships have criticised party leader Martin Bursík for failing to stand up for one of his ministers and are demanding that Dana Kuchtova remain in office. Some party members say the Greens should quit the cabinet in protest at her forced resignation, or at least revise the conditions of the coalition agreement between the three governing parties. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The forced resignation of Education Minister Dana Kuchtova is rocking the Green Party. Although the minister herself said that she did not wish to create discord within the governing coalition, her unwilling departure from the centre-right cabinet has put into motion a more dangerous force, further deepening divisions within the Green Party itself. Political commentator Petr Just explains what lies behind the rebellion of some party members.
Since the beginning of the Greens' presence in the government, we could witness that there are two, or maybe more than two, groups within the party, that the party is split on several issues, not only this recent one, but there is an issue of whether Greens should have gone to the right-wing government or not. There was issue of the radar station. There were issues about how the Greens should be organized, what should be the politics of the party, whether turning more right or turning more left. So this is not a surprise that there is another split issue in the party, and it shows that the party itself is fighting actually with those child diseases, we would say, that every party, when it gets higher in the politics, must undergo.
Do you see this as a serious crisis that could actually rock the government coalition? Because the government coalition does have a very fragile majority in the lower house, even as it is.
Well, all the crises within the Green Party were dangerous for the stability of cabinet and for the government. Every single vote from the Green Party is necessary. So any crisis, and including this one, endanger the government, and I'm sure that Mr. Topolánek has to negotiate very carefully in order to keep the Greens in the government.
The coalition government's fragile majority in parliament makes it difficult for the prime minister to sack ministers who do not belong to his own party. When Green Party leader Martin Bursík practically talked the education minister into resigning, the prime minister breathed a sigh of relief. Peace within the coalition would be maintained. But the battle, which threatened to come to a head within the governing coalition, has now flared up within the Green Party itself, and it is the party leader who is under fire. Regional party head Petr Pávek has accused him of starting a purge of potential rivals, and some party members want a fresh vote on whether he still has majority support as party leader. Sunday's meeting of the Green Party leadership is therefore expected to be very stormy indeed. Outwardly, at least, Martin Bursík appears unconcerned.
My jako zelení jsme všichni takoví trošku divocí, ale ono to má své meze samozřejmě.
We all tend to be a bit wild in the Green Party, but there are limits which cannot be crossed, the minister said in response to the attacks against his person. Those limits presumably mean stopping short of quitting the coalition government. Deputy Prime Minister Bursík clearly hopes to resolve this crisis successfully behind closed doors over the weekend. Much will depend on his ability to do so. It might not only be his own career which is at stake, but the future of the whole coalition government.
And thanks to Daniela Lazarova for that report.